am the ticket.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jump of the week and a Marble Falls Street game. Jump of the week and the club likes to make it rain. Jump of the week says he believes in the mean green.
Jump of the week,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is.
Now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that. And now, joining us from London. In fact, he probably could throw a rock right into the River Thames as we speak. It's Jub.
Hey, can we get a new theme song? Something like, Can we gather at the river or something?
No, we just started this theme song. We can't turn our back on it already. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. We're having a great time here in London, England. How are you boys?
Man, it's just great to hear your voice. It's fun to hear the musers in the morning in London. I don't know if you guys could pull this off 52 weeks a year over there.
What time are you on there?
We are 6 hours ahead. We're 15 here.
Uh-oh.
Having phone problems. Also, I don't want to do math. I just wanted you to tell me what time you're on. You are breaking up considerably.
Stand on one foot.
Yeah, we're actually on the way to your match, Bob.
You're late?
Hold on.
You want to work on this, Jake?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me put him on hold and let's just see if... I don't know what putting him on hold and Jake talking to him is going to do, actually. But it seems like then we're doing something.
Because then he'll say, okay, he's back. He sounds fine. And then you'll punch
him
up and it's the
same thing. Not sitting in traffic, but taking 30 to 360 to get home instead.
Doesn't Jake have
some
points of advice where he can say, well, what if you...
Let's punch him back up and see how this goes. If not, we'll try the FaceTime route.
Jub?
How are we doing now?
Yeah, that's better. That's way better.
Don't move.
Yeah.
So are you at Craven Cottage at this very moment?
We are on our way. That was the thing. I was hoping the train would get here before my my segment, because that's we're actually above ground, it looks like. But when we go under a bridge, I think that's when you're losing me. But, yeah, we're on our way to Fulham and Blackpool.
Oh, you're currently in the tube?
Yeah, I'm in the tube.
Oh, wow. That might explain our cellular issues. Jack,
so you're going to a soccer game?
Jack Bauer would always have problems with this.
Soccer game.
I thought Dan would be excited about that. By the way, did you like the tweet I sent you guys of the food?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Well, the AP store?
AP.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
AP.
Yes. I did enjoy that very much. So, I don't know, Junior was on with the Hardline, and I heard Corby saying something... An offhand comment.
What?
That something about Jub and the fact that what's Jub like, seeing as how he's like a guy who's never really wanted to do international travel. Is that true? Are they painting you with the correct brush? You've never wanted to do anything like this?
I would say that's accurate, but a lot of that is I've never really had the opportunity. You know, I just...
You seem like the type where it sounds like a lot of trouble.
Like, you'd rather just go to Destin?
Yeah, I don't know. We were, you know, parents when we were young, and it just didn't really seem like an attainable goal and a realistic one, you know? But no, I'm not against it, certainly. But I'm not... it's not, like, been one of my lifelong goals. Oh, I've got to see this, you know, and... in England or France or Germany. I think it'd be cool, and I'm certainly more open to it now. But, yeah, I just think that for the most part, I just never really had the chance to. I didn't have the money for certain, you know, when I was in college. And then I don't think I really had the time or the money, you know, early in marriage. And then I think we're a lot more open to it now that we're older. Absolutely.
Are you having the time of your life? It sounds like you're really enjoying your...
Yeah, we've had a blast. I love this town, and the people are so nice. And don't you think, Bob, from your travel, that this would be the easiest overseas trip? I mean, with lack of language barrier and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of New York City to it. And then there are funny accents and super old buildings, and that's kind of London. And I
London is like New York as far as
it really is.
Tightly packed city.
It's cleaner. I think it's generally more polite.
And it's super cosmopolitan when you talk about, and I know New York is as well, but I imagine when you talk melting pot and all the other cultures that are represented, London is, that is like the place in the world, I bet. Well, Rome probably has something to say, but it's crazy how many cultures.
The first night we got here, we couldn't find anybody from London.
Right.
You know, we were trying to talk to people, and they were from, it seemed like, everywhere but here.
It does weird me out a little bit to see someone who looks like me with a British accent. I don't know if I could ever get used to that.
How would you say you look?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
What, African-American with a British accent?
It creeps me out. It freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, do you talk to African-Americans over there and ask why they have English accents?
No, we don't ask that.
The joke was they're not African-Americans.
We did talk to... the cowboy who's from here, though.
What?
Jack Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Crawford.
That's right.
Does he have an accent?
Yes, he does. You know, and it's been a while since he's lived here, but he grew up here, so he still, as he told us, you know, he has that accent, and then he lived in New Jersey for a while, and now he's in Texas, so he's kind of all messed up, but... Yeah, he still has the British accent.
I really enjoyed Hawksby and Jacobs on with you boys this morning. That was fun to hear the reunion.
Are so great. Yes, they're so nice and just lovable. And we were listening to their show later in the day, and they replayed. It was basically like a simulcast, delayed simulcast, because they played the same thing on their show, basically giving them a taste over here of our show, of us interviewing them. So,
are you like one of their top 10 moments if they had to put together their the top 20 like we did here?
I don't know. I think for that year, maybe it was.
Okay.
They
that was funny
to see me, but it's not as if I was, you know, presented with a crown or anything when I got here.
I don't know. We played that the other day. I forgot how funny that was, man.
Oh, yeah. And they thought it was funny, too. I don't know. If they did their top, I'll have to ask them that tomorrow. I'll say, hey, will I make your top 20?
Okay.
You guys do your 20 year.
Let me ask you this.
This is George live from London here on the ticket.
Jubb of the week. So, because Bob has come back from England a million times and told us what he likes about it. So what are you, what is Jubb, man who never really cared to travel or had the opportunity or whatever, what are you finding is awesome about doing this?
One,
if you tell me a soccer game, I'm going to hang up on you.
No, I haven't been there yet. One thing is just being this far from home. That's kind of cool. You know, you feel like you're on some sort of moon expedition or something.
Right.
You know, I would agree with what others have said that have come back. You know, the historic value of it, the buildings that are, you know, centuries old. And, you know, we were walking by Buckingham Palace the other day and Big Ben. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Where are you staying?
I didn't know much about seeing those places when I was little, but now that I did, it's pretty neat.
The idea that you're staying within walking distance of the radio studio, or are you saying walking distance from the tube to the radio studio?
Walking distance from the tube. Yeah,
we walked
to the tube, and then we've taken the tube everywhere, including to the game tonight up in Putney.
Yeah, and you're. It sounds
the tube, like a subway.
Yeah, it's their subway, and it's awesome. And you can get anywhere, and it's very easy and very non-threatening. And yes, you're going to Fulham to see a football match tonight, and I'm happy you're going there just because I think that's kind of a Texas high school football slice of life, and I think you're going to enjoy that atmosphere. But honestly, those are two really bad teams playing, so I don't know if that will occur to you or not, or if you'll say this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But I do recognize that you're seeing London in a much different way than Bob trying to watch four soccer matches in 4 days, where you are going to a lot of musical landmarks. I saw your pictures at Abbey Road and the Royal St. Albert's. But I do want to at least say this. If you can, and if you haven't already, you got to do the Tower of London. You got to go inside the castle and do the tour with the Beefeaters. I don't know how you guys can schedule that in, but if there's one,
oh, it's in.
If there, oh, you're
I
doing
think,
it.
Yeah, I think that's tomorrow or Friday morning. Junior's our tour guide. He's been here before. So is Gordo, and he put together a great itinerary and map, and he knows where he's going. So
yeah.
It's really cool because he knows his way around. I would be pretty lost trying to go to some of these places by myself. It would take a lot longer. But yeah, that's on the list. And let's see, so is Westminster Abbey before we go.
Kind of spare, but check it out. It's interesting to see.
Oh, really? I heard that place was awesome.
Well, I mean, it's a church, you know? I mean, and I like church as much as the next guy, but...
I like church.
Well, yeah, I know. Jeez, he just said it was spare.
No, it's a church. Now, you will find in the ground people that were buried, like, in the year 800, so that's kind of weird, right inside
right.
the church.
I mean, how about that?
No, that's...
Cool, right?
That's certainly something I don't have in my church in Valley Ranch, so we have that going for us. The other thing I really love that you guys are doing, and forgive me, I don't know where we are because I listen to some of your things on delay with my super secret radio personality time machine. But okay. But have you guys done the full accent bit? And Dan, if there's one thing you love about the Musers, it's that they can do any voice.
I like chicken.
So yeah, some so, promo so, running so, with Gordo doing something.
So yes, so George and Gordon have fake British accents, which work great in Texas, but can they fool actual Brits with them? And hilarity is ensuing. I've heard it in bits and pieces, but I enjoy that very well. Have you fooled anyone?
Yeah, we fooled a guy last night who didn't really know what to think of Gordo. And and also today, Huxby and Jacobs gave me the British seal of approval. They thought I could get by with, you know, a few minutes worth anyway.
Man, and someone
busted me.
And I enjoyed their American accents. That was pretty fun, too.
That was hilarious. Those guys are great.
It really was. Man, that's awesome. Well,
have you been to this pitch before, Bob?
You know what? My last trip last May... I circumnavigated it. We went to a game at Chelsea, which is only about a mile from where you are right now. And we walked over to Fulham because Fulham has a couple copy points. One, it's where Clint Dempsey played when he first went over to England and made us all proud as American and as Texan superstar, Clint Dempsey. Two, the old owner was obsessed with Michael Jackson. So while he owned the team, I think his name was El Fayed or something like that, Muhammad El Fayed, perhaps. Yeah. They had a statue out front of Michael Jackson, and it made no sense.
We also heard it's been taken down.
Yes, it made no sense because Michael Jackson, of course, had never played soccer, but that really rich Middle Eastern owner thought that he needed a statue of Michael Jackson outside the stadium. And then the third copy point is they are presently owned by the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shad Khan.
Right. Yeah.
So do I know how to party?
Supposed to be. I think they're going to the game on Saturday. I don't think they're going to this game tonight.
Oh, the Jaguars?
Yeah, I think a number of the members of the team are going on Saturday.
And then sadly, they got relegated, which I wish we could steal in American sports. But last season, Fulham played so poorly that they got sent down to the second level of English football.
How long does it take you to get back? A year?
The very next season, if you finish in the top three, you can go right back up. Pretty awesome, right?
They're not doing that.
No, they're probably not playing really awesome. But I hope you enjoy it.
I want a late season rally going tonight.
Well, it's actually the season just kind of started. They'll play all the way till May. But how about an early season rally?
What's the weather like?
Well, we're going to give up on the season and it's flipping November.
No, the turnaround starts tonight. Get it done.
Yeah.
What's your weather like there?
It is cool. I'd say probably in the 40s. We've had some rain, hit and miss the last couple days, but all in all, it's a pretty nice night.
What are the girls like in England?
Yep.
They're what?
Not bad.
Like when they keep their mouth closed, they're good.
You're actually breaking up a little.
It's like New York City, though. They're none of them are from there.
Oh,
they're
really
the world's.
I don't know that, Bob.
The world's women congregate in London.
Well, that's true, but I think homegrown talent here too.
Yeah. All right. We'll do an investigative study on that.
Are there too many foreigners for you there?
No. Me? I welcome all.
All right. Not enough Texans.
This is new Jeb.
But by the way, tonight you have to try a meat pie at the game. So make sure you order a nice
meat pie.
A nice meat pie. That's what they eat at games instead of like hot dogs and hamburgers. Although,
tell them about bacon.
You can get a
here in this country. We eat bacon.
It's basically like the beef pot pie, and people just
they have bacon over here. They call it streaky bacon.
What kind of meat's in it?
Don't ask. Just eat it. You know, it's vegetables and little chunks of beef inside like the pie pastry.
Okay,
right?
Just say beef. I don't want.
Well, it's
George, just eat meat.
It's English beef, and if you've ever had a burger over there, you know it's a little off.
Oh, I've never had one.
Yeah, their burgers are a little off.
You know what? Though the food to this point has been really good.
Yeah, Junior knows where we've to had, find the good restaurants.
We've had Italian, we've had fish, we've had all sorts of good stuff.
That's awesome.
Do they have Jack in the Box there?
No, but Burger King or Subway.
Yeah, Pizza Hut,
Whataburger.
Yeah. I hadn't seen a Whataburger, but it would do great over here.
Herrera's. Is there one of those over there?
Man, let's go there next week and just, hang.
Just pull up a chair to the buffet.
Maybe have some pralines.
Pralines? What'd you guys have for lunch today? Whose day was it?
I think the intern is actually harvesting.
I think he's going fishing for the fish tacos.
It took him so he's not back yet, and
it's a mess. Everyone's
this might be
crabby.
His last day. Yeah.
Well, George,
should be another Dan editorial.
Jub, we want you to have a great time both tonight and for the rest of your journey. Bring the Cowboys great luck. Very. Bring Fulham good. Why not? Let's get Fulham 3 points tonight, you know?
Let's get them going.
You can get 3 points in a game?
Yes, you can.
Stupid sport.
Well, they can't get three. I better not say that too loud. They can't get three goals in a game.
Maybe he doesn't want to say it loud. You'll be attacked with a urine bomb.
What do you think the ramifications are of you saying that too loudly?
A beating?
Hey, is Gordon reading right now?
As a matter of fact, he is. He's reading his iPhone.
Is he highlighting?
Getting the latest feedback from P1s.
All right, tweet
George,
Gordon right now.
We love you, George.
Okay, love you guys too.
High five.
Talk to you soon.
Be safe. Be very, very safe. All right, there he goes. That's a Chub of the Week in London with the Cowboys.
So distracted.
As him and Romo.
So uninterested in
Romo, Witten, and Junior, and George all going to a soccer match tonight. So that's pretty cool.